Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I hear a cop standing with his hand on his car.
Little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame, not late or, well, I think I'm kind of great. You can talk to my kids about that. Welcome back, 23 after hanging out. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's what your goal was. Congratulations, you've accomplished it. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our great longtime Brain Trust member, our micropreneur expert, the author of several books on that topic, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How. Chiefhomeofficer.com. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. That's Chiefhomeofficer.com.
And we're talking about social media, folks, and why you just got to get started. And one of the things we mentioned in the last segment was a platform called Facebook. Perhaps you've heard of it. In the business world, the experts that I know, Jeff, pretty much everybody agrees that when you're doing business to consumer, when you're marketing on in social media, business to consumer, the platform is Facebook. But if you're a business to business company, you're trying to connect with and be referred to or referred by or get to know or do research on business prospects, LinkedIn is the platform.
Absolutely. LinkedIn is the business-to-business platform for businesses, for corporations, for individuals, for consultants, for if you're a graphic designer, if you're an attorney, if you're a business and you want to reach out to other people generally on the business level, sort of that professional level, LinkedIn is a power tool to do that, and it has a lot of great ways that you can connect, has a lot of great ways to maximize your profile, your portfolio, the work that you've done, your resume. You can build your network, you can grow your network by looking at people in your network and see who they know, and you ask for an invitation introductions, rather. And then some of the inside tools, this past week, every week I get an email from LinkedIn saying this week these people have looked at your bio.
Right.
And then if you see who's looked at your bio or looked at your page, you can then go back to them and say, hey, John Smith, I see that you've been looking at my page. Is there anything I can help you with? Or you just engage in a deeper conversation.
Or you could be a little more subtle about that. You could just sort of just nudge them a little bit. If I were going to do that, I would just maybe send them something that I thought they might find interesting, or something like an article or something like that. If it was somebody that we wanted to get to know a little bit more,
right?
The thing and there are different when I think, Jeff, about the times that I was trying to get to know someone years ago and how hard I had to work to find out about them. Now I could get way more than I ever dreamed of getting in about 8 seconds.
Right, absolutely.
And nobody knows it, not without asking anybody anything.
Right. You can get to know information. You can get in the door. Now, as we were commenting, before this segment, we were talking about how it used to be so hard to get in the door. Now, in my business, in my writing, and my collaborating with people, if I get in the door, the deal generally is mine to lose. It's either through recommendation or through LinkedIn. The people have already pre-vetted me.
In the old days, getting in the door was easy. Making the sale was hard.
Right.
Today, those things have almost inverted.
Right.
Getting in the door is harder, but once you get into the door, you're now part of a very small group, maybe down to one, or maybe down to two, or maybe even just you as a final prospect for the business customer.
Right.
But doing research on LinkedIn is one of the ways you prepare yourself to be able to feel that you can justify saying, will you meet with me? Can I have an appointment?
Right. Absolutely. And trust that they will have.
A first appointment, by the way.
Right. And trust that they probably will have. And if they haven't, let them know that you're there. Heck, my signature, the little file that goes into every email that I send out, it's naturally embedded there so that when I go to send an email, it pops up, includes Let's Connect on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And a hot link to my LinkedIn page. You know, it has my website, it has my Facebook, it has my Twitter, it has
right.
my LinkedIn, so people
right.
can go there and we can connect.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that you facilitate, not only that you're on it, you know, first you got to be in it to win it, so to speak.
Right.
So you got to be on LinkedIn, you got to be on Facebook if you hope to maximize that, or Twitter or whatever social media. But beyond that, you have to sort of nudge them in that direction, make sure that
right.
they know you're there.
Well, you know, you mentioned a minute ago, if you find out somebody was looking at you, if you found that out, what I would do is I would see if whether we're linked or not on LinkedIn, and then my first thing to do would be to send them an invitation.
Right. Absolutely.
And
go out there and personalize. One thing,
yeah.
though, personalize that invitation. You're able to go in and type a message, or the standard is let's
mm-hmm.
connect on LinkedIn or
mm-hmm.
whatever. Change it. Hi, Jim. I saw you're on LinkedIn. You know, we've done work in the past, or I'd love to connect with you, something like that.
Right.
Personalize
some
it.
Some kind of a little comment, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, I've got to wrap it up. Give us the website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
And what about on Twitter?
Twitter is Chief Home Office, and, of course, we're on Facebook with Chief Home Officer as well.
As well. And Jeff Sabar on LinkedIn?
And Jeff Sabar on LinkedIn.
All right, so check it out, folks, and maybe Jeff will let you follow him.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Perfect. Thanks, Jim.
Got to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.